I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, we meet the fastball pitcher whose glory days were immortalized in, well, glory days. But first, Charlie Pierce is on the line for our weekly conversation about the news. Charlie, how you doing?
Hi, Bill.
Our long national nightmare is over, or at least it's close to over, or at least it might be. Have you stocked up on face paint and made sure your tailgating grill has sufficient propane?
I'm already gearing up to ridicule the whole notion of going to training camp.
Good, you're prepared. The owners and players seem to agree that doing away with two-a-day practices in training camp is a good idea, but New York Jets linebacker Bart Scott told the Newark Star-Ledger, and I'm quoting now, "I think it's wimping out and making football more soft." So is it fair to conclude Mr. Scott has already taken too many hits to the head?
Mr. Scott is once again confusing his profession with his testosterone count. Two-a-days in this kind of weather is crazy to start with. There is absolutely no reason to do them. You can get ready and play a perfectly adequate game of National Football League football for people to bet on whether or not you have two-a-days or not.
You're in mid-season form.
Thank you. I'm ready to go. I didn't care about the lockout. I've been working out on my own.
This week, the Ivy League announced a plan to minimize head injuries among players there. Football teams will be allowed 2 full contact practices per week instead of the maximum of 5 under NCAA rules. I know there's a joke in there somewhere about the relative value of players' brains when the players are Ivy Leaguers, but maybe I ought to leave you with the opportunity to make that joke.
Oh, it looks like the Ivy League's doing a sensible thing here, and I'm not going to make the obvious joke about the relative value of people's brains.
Good.
All
Excellent.
Brains are equally valuable. What we do with them, on the other hand, is a whole different thing.
In case you were getting the tubes in your TV set warmed up for the start of the college football season in September, don't bother. CBSSports.com's Tom Fornelli has simulated the entire season via video game, and the national champion is South Carolina.
I would like Tom to take his video game to Las Vegas and invest heavily on that proposition because I think he's going to wind up without his video game or his clothes. The good thing from your standpoint, Bill, is now you don't have to pay attention to college football.
Yeah, and I was going to.
I know.
Would you like to know the name of the 2011 Heisman Trophy winner? Because Mr. Fornelli has figured that out as well.
Hold it 1 second.
Yeah, there's the post. There's the post. Okay, well, it's Houston's Case Keenum.
No, that's not going to happen. They're not going to give the Heisman Trophy to another player from the University of Houston. That's not going to happen. Tom and his computer are wrong.
All right, time for a quick quiz. Last weekend, the Atlanta Braves became the 3rd franchise in Major League history to reach 10,000 wins. Can you name the other 2 teams that have done that?
The Worcester Ruby Legs.
That's a very interesting guess, but it's wrong.
All right, my guess would be the Los Angeles knee Brooklyn Dodgers and the Oakland knee Kansas City knee Philadelphia Athletics.
Ah, see, I guessed the Giants right away, and I was right. I had them. But the other one is the Cubs.
Really?
Yeah. All you have to do is hang around a long time.
10,000 wins and no World Series since 1908. Well done.
Baseball players are featured on baseball cards all the time, Charlie. So why is it news that San Francisco Giants closer Brian Wilson is featured in Topps' latest offering?
Because his beard has its own card, Bill. And I think that we're having beard trading cards is right up there. I can make a little money on this.
Charlie Pierce's beard, number 301?
There we are, absolutely. I'll get my beard's rookie card. My grandchildren can make a fortune on it.
The NBA has revealed its 2011-2012 schedule under the caveat that it only applies if the league and its players association reach an agreement on time and there actually is a 2011-2012 season. So, what do you think? What's the chance we'll see the Dallas Mavericks host the Chicago Bulls on November the 1st?
Slim to none at all. I think the NBA may well be playing merely a 2012 schedule.
The NBA has apparently already fined 2 teams for speaking about players during the lockout. The league isn't saying who was fined or how much the fine was, but since the league threatened to fine Blazers general manager Chad Buchanan $1 million for answering one word, yeah, to the suggestion that the cancellation of the summer league was unfortunate, I got to think they're serious about this.
Well, I got to think that you might well be into 9 and 10 figures if you actually use a verb.
Yeah, a complete sentence would get you in serious trouble here.
You'd go to jail for that.
Turkish teams are allowed to speak about NBA players all they want, of course, and one such team has said that it is a fact that they're talking with Kobe Bryant about playing for them. What are the odds that Kobe Bryant will actually subject his ailing knees to Turkish basketball courts?
I think you put your finger on it. I think if he was at all healthy, he might actually do it because he is a man of the world. His first name is Japanese. His father played overseas. He's always talked about possibly playing overseas. But I do think his knees will keep him from doing it this time.
Abby Wambach returned from the Women's World Cup in Germany to a hero's welcome, at least at home, when her WPS team, Magic Jack, took on the Western New York Flash. Wambach did not play in the game, and of course, the U.S. lost to Japan in the final of the World Cup, so I don't care how many people showed up. She's a big loser, right?
Absolutely big loser. No, you got to like to be able to get home and get received by a hero and then not have to play the game.
Yeah, she said she was very tired, which I can understand. You know, it was a long World Cup.
Yes, losing to Japan is exhausting.
And finally, Charlie David L. Warner Jr., 36, won the small car division of the Demolition Derby at a Kentucky County Fair, and very shortly thereafter, he was arrested for driving drunk during the competition. He will appear in court on Tuesday, but do you think his successful pre-race routine of several Bud Lights is going to catch on amongst Demolition Derby drivers?
Hey, you're supposed to hit something! I look upon it as an example of performance-enhancing drugs myself, because you can't have sober people and drunk people in the same Demolition Derby. The drunk people have far too much of an advantage.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America and several other books. He joins me each week at this time. Thank you very much, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.